Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us on the internet at equip.org. If you'd like to ask Hank a question, then call in now. Just dial 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. It's always great to be in studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. As always, the number to dial, as Randy just mentioned, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. Our contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mailbox 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. We'll go to your calls in just a few moments on the broadcast, but I want to talk for at least a few minutes with the publisher of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated. And the reason I want to do this is because he is really the primal force behind this book. If it were not for my publisher, Jack Countryman, this book would not exist today. From the very beginning, many, many years ago, he told me to take the questions that I answer on the broadcast, to chisel my answer until just the gem emerges, and to put that in a book. And it took him a number of years before I was convinced to do it. The book has come out now in three different editions. There was an initial edition, then a second volume, then the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, and now there's the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition Revised and Updated. And quite frankly, when Jack started talking about this project, I didn't know how we could improve on the last one. And it wasn't until I actually saw it in the studio that I realized that, quite frankly, this is the most beautiful book that I have ever seen. It is beautiful in its presentation. Of course, I love the content, but the presentation is exquisite. It's bigger than the last Bible Answer book, and it's etched in silver. It's leather bound. It's just an absolutely exquisite book, and I thought I'd have the publisher, my good friend Jack Countryman, on to talk about his vision for this book and to thank him for making it a reality. Jack, good to have you on the broadcast.
Well, Hank, it's just great to be with you today and to talk about our favorite subject, the Complete Bible Answer Book.
You have been in this business, the business of gift books, and you're the one that talked me into making this a gift book as opposed to what we would call a regular trade book. Talk about the difference between the two and why you thought this was perfectly suited for what is called the gift book category.
Well, as we discussed so many times, that you chisel and really bring about the nuts of the and bolts of really what the subject that you're dealing with. And I just felt like, from my experience, if someone has a beautiful book that they put in their hands and they say, my, this is just wonderful, that first of all, they want to read it themselves. And secondly, they want to give it to someone as a gift. And as we talked about putting this book together, I just couldn't help but feel like this is the perfect subject. I mean, after all you've done with this book, 195 subjects. Can you imagine? This book is as important as a companion piece to the Bible. And Then you've added the 25 acronyms, so we have 600 pages here of just a material that is so valuable to our Christian walk, to our Christian belief, to our Christian understanding, and I just am thrilled that we've been able to do it and bring it out, and we're as proud of this particular edition as you are.
Hard to believe when we started this project, Jack, many years ago, that the book now would stand at over 500,000 copies.
Well, it is a miracle, but it also proves that people want to know the truth, and truth matters. And people want to know what is the Bible has to say. And you have been working for 30 years now and telling people about the answers that the Bible has, and it's just a wonderful experience. And we're hopeful to continue to build the numbers. So next time we talk, maybe we'll be talking about 1 million books.
Jack, you have sold so many millions of books in your lifetime. You're in your 80s. Very, very accomplished. A couple of years ago, was privileged to attend your Lifetime Appreciation Award. You were appreciated for how many books you have now put in the hands of people with Christian content?
Well, we have published over 800 titles, and we have now 82 million books in print. The first book that I published, God's Promises for Your Every Need, is now approaching 20 million. So God has really just blessed us beyond all measure.
And the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcaster, outreaches around the world. You can get your copy on the web at equip.org, or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Our resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. Again, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. And I mentioned this on a number of broadcasts already this month. We are attempting this month to set a new record in terms of the numbers of people that transition from being occasional givers to monthly CRI support team members. And when you join the monthly CRI support team, be pleased to send you a copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, personalized to you, a family member, or a friend. You can check it out on the web at equip.org. Jack, your passion for Christian books, you probably could give many, many examples of people whose lives have been transformed by reading a book.
Well, hey, you remember when we were in China together?
Mm-hmm.
And Elijah with Jaja came to us, and I was introduced to him, and you told him that I was a publisher of God's Promises for Your Every Need. And his eyes lit up, and he said, I have that book. I've had that book for 17 years. And it's all worn and tattered, and I said to him, you'll have a new one in the morning. I just couldn't believe that we were over in China, in Shanghai, and the man had read the book that I published in 1982.
And I think that's a great example of the fact that people in America read the book in English and oftentimes fail to recognize that these books are translated into many different languages, and they literally touch people around the globe.
Yes, in fact, God's Promises is now in 29 different languages.
Well, Jack, you have been a great friend to me for many years, and I wanted to have you on the broadcast to publicly thank you for not only urging me to do this book, because without you, as I mentioned at the opening of the show, the book wouldn't be a reality, but I appreciate the fact that you and the rest of the staff at Thomas Nelson have put your genius to work in terms of the presentation itself, because it's not just the cover. leather bound and etched in silver, but it's the complementary colors inside, the way the titles are laid out. I mean, it's just a masterpiece.
Well, you know, Hank, you've often said you want to equip Christians to mine the Bible for all of its wealth. And I appreciate the opportunity that you have given us to serve you in this fashion, because you are making a difference in the kingdom. And the material that you have in your book is so essential for people to get, to learn, to become aware of what is going on in the world, in the cults, in abortion, in Mormonism, in the gay life, in doctor, all the different things, the acronyms that you've placed in the book are just so essential that I really want to urge people to get this book in their hands, and it will change your life and bring to light the path that God really wants for each and every one of us to take.
Again, check the book out on the web at equip.org. Jack, before you go, I want you to talk for a moment about your age. And the reason I want you to do that is because you are the youngest person I have ever seen in their 80s, and you believe that every single moment is precious, and every time I see you, you're excited about life. You recognize that what you do now counts for all eternity. I want you to share that passion with our audience.
Well, I'm 86, and I believe that retirement is not in the Bible. It's never a part of life, and my ambition has always been, I'm an old athlete, and my motto has always been, Lord, don't put me on the bench. Keep me on the playing field. Keep me out where the action is. Let me be a part of what you're doing, and if you do that, I will serve you faithfully. And that is my passion, that is my belief, that is my life.
And every single breath is significant. I remember my dad telling me that, Jack, when he was struggling with a fibrosing in the lungs, it encroached upon his ability to assimilate oxygen. And as he was dying, I asked him, Dad, don't you just want to get out of the misery, go home and be with the Lord? And he said, no, son, every single moment God gives me is precious. And as I've shared with you privately, he was able to pray for every one of his children and every one of his grandchildren and every one of his great-grandchildren before he went home to be with the Lord. So even his last breath was significant. So what you're doing is encouraging all of us to run the race, to finish the race, to complete the race that the Lord our God has given us, so that when we stand before him, he can say, well done.
Amen. Amen, my brother.
Well, Jack, you have been a great friend to me, as I said, and I really appreciate the work that you've done on this book. Give Laura and the rest of the team my regards and tell them how deeply grateful I am. I know people, this has been one of the greatest months we've had, and we're just into it a few days. People are getting this book, and they're passing it on to other people. It's been a wonderful resource to equip people.
Well, we're just so privileged to be a part of it and be able to bring it to the marketplace. And we are as pleased with the beauty of the book as you are. You know, this book has 600 pages of absolute gold. So I want to encourage everyone to get the book, to read it, and be a part of their life.
Jack Countryman, he is the founder of the book division, the gift book division at Thomas Nelson, a great friend of mine for many, many years. Appreciate having you on the show, Jack.
Well, thank you, Hank. It's been my privilege.
And remember, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our outreaches around the world. Get your copy for your gift all this month. Check it out on the web at equip.org, or simply write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Our resource consultants, as always, standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. When we come back from the break, We'll be going right to your questions. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. If you don't have the CRI app, it's just an incredible tool. You can have the shows that you listen to archived. You can listen to the broadcast live. In addition to that, you can read hundreds of articles. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the Equip app. So simply go to equip.org/app and download your app today. It's free, and it will certainly make a difference in your life. Again, we'll be back in just a few moments with more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, revised, updated, available for your gift. Please go to the web right now, get your copy, equip.org. Back in just a few.
Hank Hanegraaff is convinced that the increase in our national social woes, now reaching alarming heights, can be correlated to what is a decades-long decline in biblical literacy. To help reverse this trend, Hank wrote the Complete Bible Answer Book. And now, he'd like you to have a copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. Receive the revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers. In an age in which more and more people are apparently inclined to major on the minor, C.S. Lewis wisely guides our focus to mere Christianity. The book Mere Christianity came from talks given by Lewis on BBC Radio during World War II. Many were questioning their traditional faith or seeking a faith they could rationally embrace. So Lewis presented and defended the distilled essence of the faith, what he referred to as mere Christianity. His message speaks to us with profound relevance today, as growing numbers of Americans witness the fabric of society fraying amidst terrorist attacks that jolt our sensibilities, from Paris to San Bernardino. To receive your copy of Mere Christianity as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer Books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Frugal, transparent, and down-to-earth, Pope Francis is one of the most popular public figures. But what about his theological vision? Although he doesn't seem to be pushing a dogmatic Roman Catholic outlook, he nonetheless has his own dogmatic certainties, and they are not what one may expect. Other topics include 5 differences between Sharia and Old Testament law, Jonathan Cahn's American Revelation, Reason, Truth, Faith, and Literary Imagination, Literature as Apologetics, Humanity Crucified, Hemingway, and the Human Condition. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And when you get the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, remember that 100% of the proceeds, 100%, go to this ministry so that the lives of people can be impacted around the world. Again, you can check it out on the web at equip.org or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource consultant standing by, 888-7000. And the letters here, I will go right to the phone calls. First up is George, listening in Tacoma, Washington, Sirius XM 131. Hi, George.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm inspired now. I'm only 59, and that your guess of 86 really got me perked up now.
I'll tell you what, amazing. He's amazing.
Yeah.
I still play golf with him. And amazing thing is, at 86, I've seen him shoot in the 70s.
Wow.
I'm talking about Bay Hill.
Well, I was very inspired. I'm 59, and sometimes I really feel pooped out. So I feel ashamed of myself now.
Well, it gives us all encouragement.
Yeah. But anyway, I have a two-part question for you.
Sure.
I heard you last week talking about the Eucharist, the Roman Catholic view of the Eucharist, but I didn't really get your take on whether or not you personally believe it's symbolic or the real presence. And the second part of my question is, I'm reading J.I. Packer's book, Knowing God, which I find really, really interesting and good. But he seems to contradict your views on icons and pictures, and because he pretty much says in his book that even pictures of Jesus in your home are not really appropriate. Because anything that man makes, statues, pictures, anything that depicts a holy God, there's no way that we can capture the essence of God in anything man made. So he seems to, if I'm interpreting what you said correctly, he seems to contradict kind of what your feeling is on statues and icons. And it seems like to me when Catholics kneel at the statue of a saint, and they're praying to that saint to intercede for them, that seems very much idolatrous to me. So I just thought maybe you could maybe clarify for me your position on both of those issues.
Sure. Well, let's go to the last one first. If you see a nativity scene, you can appreciate that nativity scene without worshiping the nativity scene. Even though you have an image of baby Jesus, an image of Mary and Joseph, and most Christians very much appreciate those visual reminders that Jesus Christ came in bodily form. And when you think about Jesus Christ, an image appears in your mind, just as when you think about the Apostle Paul versus the Apostle Peter, an image comes to your mind. So the problem is not with images. If there was a problem with images, then the Israelites would not have been permitted to adorn the Ark of the Covenant with images of cherubim. But God commanded them to do that very thing. So the real injunction is not against making an image. The real injunction is against bowing down and worshiping that image, because we are to have no gods other than God as first in our life, and we are to bow to no one. Even when John bows to the angel in the book of Revelation that's giving him the revelation, the angel says, no, no, don't do that. Worship only God. So that's the point of what we find in the second commandment. We are to worship only God, but there's nothing whatsoever that would suggest that we could not have images. I mean, we have images even in pictures of other people. And, you know, if I have an image of Jack Nicklaus on my wall, I don't. But if I did, it wouldn't mean that I would be worshiping that image, but maybe I'd want to emulate what he does in golf. And I think that's the same thing that someone thinks of if they have an icon of Peter or Paul. They think he has run the race. He has finished the race in a fashion whereby he is now going to receive not a mere wreath that is given to the victor in an earthly race, but he's going to receive the crown of righteousness and the crown of glory. So I find nothing whatsoever in Scripture that would prohibit having an icon or an image, and everything that would prohibit the worship of that icon or image. As far as the first part of your question is concerned, I do believe very strongly in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist or the Lord's table or the Mass. It's various monikers are used to communicate the same thing, but it's the broken body, shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the complete remission of our sins. So I take the Lord at his word, this is my body, this is my blood. And as I've said many times in the broadcast, I cannot explain how the real presence of Christ could be in, with, and under the elements. I simply don't even want to use that as an explanation as the Lutherans do. I appreciate their explanation, but I rather have the humble spirit towards the Eucharist that says, you know what? This is a mystery, a great and abundant mystery. I don't understand it any more than I can understand how Christ could be one person with two natures. But I do believe in the real presence of Christ, and so I take the Eucharist very, very seriously. I confess my sins. I examine my life before I partake. And when I do partake, I'm believing that I am partaking of uncreated energy by which I can do what I do, not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit.
Okay. So that's a great answer, Hank. And so basically, I think what I'm understanding from you is you think J.I. Packer has taken it a little bit too far in his interpretation of the Second Commandment then.
Well, look, I really appreciate and admire J.I. Packer, and I haven't read his book, Knowing God, for many years, but do remember reading it and appreciating it very much. But if his opinion is, as you've stated, and I don't doubt that it is, we'd have an honest difference of opinion on this point. Now, this is a good example of a difference of opinion where we could debate it vigorously. We ultimately don't have to divide over it because it's not an essential. What would be essential, however, is if I were to say that you could bow down and worship an image, that would be violating the first and greatest commandment.
Yeah. Well, Hank, let me finish real quick with just a comment that you come in to your program, and you're always telling us that you pray before you start your broadcast. Well, just remember, Hank, that we also pray for you before you start the broadcast, too.
Wow.
So you have our prayers before you even go on to the radio, that we're praying for you because we know what a important position that you have on the radio. So just remember, we're praying for you also.
Well, George, thank you so much for saying that. I mean, it was worth the call was worthwhile in many ways, but that made it all worthwhile for me. Thank you so much for saying that.
Okay. God bless you, Hank, and all that you do.
Thank you. And I'm sure you do much for the kingdom as well. God bless you, George. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Jerry in Denver, Colorado, KRKS. By the way, congratulations to the Broncos.
Thank you. Hank, my
you didn't call to rub it in, did you?
No, I won't. We will win graciously.
Oh, great.
My question is in regards to cremation versus burial of our bodies.
Yes.
And, you know, where the Bible tells us that God will resurrect our bodies, and it, my thoughts just think about, because I've just recently bought a cremation policy, you know, of course, people that have died in plane accidents and that sort of thing, you know, God is more than able to resurrect that body that may be incinerated. But what's your take on when we do that?
Yeah, well, Jerry, what I've said many times on the broadcast is very consistent with what you said in the prologue to the question. God can resurrect the cremated just like he can resurrect the buried, just like he can resurrect someone who has died 6,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago. And even when we talk about resurrection, we're not assuming that every molecule is resuscitated. We're simply saying there's continuity between the body that is and the body that will be. You have a blueprint, I have a blueprint, and God resurrects us according to that DNA or according to that blueprint. So cremation is perfectly fine as long as you make certain that the resurrection is spoken of. And it's much easier to do that with burial than it is with cremation, so you simply have to go to a greater extent to explain resurrection. And if resurrection is explained, that's the main and the plain thing. Because at death, during a funeral, people's minds are now on their own mortality, and it's a perfect opportunity to talk about the central issue of the Christian faith, and that is resurrection. We will rise again, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. As I've said many times, the Christian faith is not Platonic, it's very physical. We believe in the physical resurrection. As Christ rose, we too will rise. So again, the big issue is the message that is given during that service. If someone is cremated, you still need to impress that the body that has been cremated is going to be resurrected.
Very good. Okay. That makes me feel much better because I've once heard a sermon that cremation is not anti-Christian, but it is maybe less Christian, comparing it to paganism that in the past they would burn the bodies for evil purposes. And
well, that's, you know, true as far as it goes, Jerry. I mean, it's certainly true as far as it goes. I mean, the Eastern idea is escape from the body as opposed to preservation of the body. And so cremation is more associated with an Eastern worldview than it is associated with a Christian worldview. But that does not mean that you cannot associate cremation with resurrection by what is communicated, and that's the point I was trying to make.
Very good. Thank you very much. That helps me tremendously, especially with what, you know, the policy I've been praying over and battling with it, and it just makes me feel so much better. Thank you very much, Hank. I appreciate all that you do.
You got it, Jerry, and I've written about cremation in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. It is available for your gift. Check it out on the web, equip.org, and we'll be right back with more.
How should Christians respond to the LGBTQ community? What about Easter celebrations? Should Christians fear death? Is soul sleep biblical? What about the millennium? These and many more are the questions answered in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated by Hank Hanegraaff. Receive Hank's revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Although superficial similarities exist between the Law of Moses and the Law of Muhammad, profound differences abound. The article, Five Differences Between Sharia and Old Testament Law, shows why Christians who condemn ISIS-style beheadings, sexual exploitation of women, and oppression of religious minorities are not being hypocrites. Other topics include the theological vision of Pope Francis, Christian hip-hop, death with dignity and the Imago Dei, bears gone wild, responding to attacks on the portrayal of God in the Old Testament. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. A deeper understanding of the Bible's principles and truths will improve the spiritual, moral, and ethical problems facing our nation. Yet the obstacle isn't that the Bible doesn't speak to our greatest needs or answer our deepest questions. It's that the average person lacks the time and tools to extract the answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff wrote the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated. This expanded edition addresses over 210 of the top questions he's received as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Hank has taken the complex and made it simple and memorable. Receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI. Make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. C.S. Lewis wrote, "The great difficulty is to get modern audiences to realize that you are preaching Christianity solely and simply because you think it is true. They always suppose you're preaching it because you like it. Now, a clearly maintained distinction between what the faith actually says and what you would like it to have said forces your audience to realize that you are tied to your data just as the scientist is tied by the results of the experiments, that you are not just saying what you like. This immediately helps them realize that what is being discussed is a question about objective fact." To receive your copy of Mere Christianity as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The average Christian can't be expected to be a Bible scholar, and in today's fast-paced, quick-fix culture, few people are going to do the heavy lifting of systematically searching Scripture to find the answers they need to what can be a very long list of questions. Hank Hanegraaff's The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated, offers you concise, accessible, and thoroughly researched answers. Receive the revised and updated Complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and a heads up to everybody listening in. I'm going to stay today for an extra hour. Once we go off the air, continue taking your calls. So if you're not one who gets on during this segment, please stick with us. I'll be happy to answer your question in the off-air hour. People can also call 888-ASK-HANK during the next hour. Continue calling and asking questions, and I'll continue answering them. We'll record that, and I'll use that in the future when I'm traveling. Also, I don't want to sound promotional here, and hopefully it doesn't come up that way. I'm so excited about the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated. We've talked about it a lot on the broadcast, but we are trying to set a new record in transitioning people this month from being occasional givers to being monthly support team members. And when you become a monthly CRI support team member, be pleased to personalize a copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated to you, a family member or a friend. You can check it out on the web at equip.org/donate. For those who simply give, we'll also send a copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for giving. Please be generous. The money in its entirety used for God's glory, for the extension of His kingdom. All proceeds go to this ministry, for books sold through this ministry in any way. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Vince, listening in Utah on KUTR. Hi, Vince.
Hey, how's it going, Hank?
Doing well. Nice talking to you.
Likewise. Hey, I had a question about Jesus' baptism and the Holy Spirit descending on him. Recently, someone told me that Jesus needed to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and that happened at his baptism. And to me, that seems just kind of like a logical contradiction, being that by nature he is God. So
yeah, and it's one of the great things that we see at the baptism of Jesus Christ. We see Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We hear the voice of the Father. We have the representation of the Spirit as the dove, and Jesus Christ is being baptized. So in Luke chapter 3, the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus in bodily form like a dove, and then the voice comes from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." The form of the dove here suggests purity and meekness and innocence. And the Father's sign of the Spirit given in full to Christ the dove tells us of the way that Christ will fulfill all justice, not by might, as I say so often, nor by power, but by the Spirit of God in meekness and in love. So Christ received the Spirit without any limit whatsoever. And what I love about this is that there is an Old Testament reference here. Remember the dove. That dove announced to Noah in the Old Testament that God's wrath had ceased. And in the same way, the Holy Spirit announces in the baptism of Jesus Christ that Christ has reconciled to us, reconciled us to God. He has swept away our sin in the floodwaters of baptism. So this is a sign to us of what the Holy Christ is going to do. He's going to reconcile humanity to God. So all those who call upon the name of the Lord, therefore, will be saved. I think Vince is... Are you still there, Vince?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that you left.
No. I'm just taking it all in. So he, at that point, he was indwelt by the Holy Spirit?
Well, sure. Jesus Christ is fully God. In the incarnation, Christ is one person with two natures, 100% human, and here's the other part, 100% divine. It wasn't as though he was lacking anything. And the mystery of the Trinity is nothing that I can ever fully comprehend. It's something that I can only apprehend. And so what I do is I bow my knee before God's revelation of himself to me. Remember that Jesus voluntarily refrained from exercising certain attributes of deity, but he didn't divest himself of a single divine attribute. So with respect to his omniscience, his human nature may have served as a filter that limited his knowledge as a man. Nonetheless, Jesus' divine omniscience was ever accessible at the will of the Father. So there's no incoherence in the biblical teaching that the eternal Son of God added humanity to his divinity such that he will forever remain one person with two distinct natures, neither confusing his natures nor becoming two persons. I wrote about this in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated.
I'll have to get that for sure.
Well, nice talking to you, Vince. Thanks for the question.
Hey, thank you.
We'll move on to Patsy. She's listening in Arkansas, WCRV. Hi, Patsy.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
Good. Nice talking to you.
Thank you very much. I just had my 70th birthday, and I thought Jack's... I just had a stroke last March, so sometimes I can't talk right. I thought his witness was wonderful. Wow. And I've been saved. Jesus saved me 40 years ago.
Mm.
And I had never thought about this. It's not a real important question, but I did try to find it myself. I looked in Strong's Concordance, and I've searched my Bible, and I've thought, did I ever read this? Do angels sing?
Well, remember that angels are non-physical, but God, by his own sovereign will, can allow an angel to take on form. As I've said on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, fallen angels cannot take on form because they do not have creative power. But God can allow angels to take on form. And when Jesus Christ was born, the angels sang. When Jesus Christ came into time and space in the incarnation, the angels sang, the angels rejoiced. It is a way of communicating that all the heavenly hosts praise God. Now, whether that is audible or not audible, I would assume that angels do not have vocal cords. Nonetheless, in God's providence, when God allows them to take on form, they sing. But they are always praising the Lord.
Okay. I knew they were praising the Lord, and I you know, have heard several songs like Angels We Have Heard on High Sweetly Sing. You know, there's several songs that talk about angels singing, but then I could never find a scripture that exactly said they were singing after I'd heard someone say, angels don't sing. I just wondered. And I'm real excited about your book, too, and I'm going to try to get it. Other than the Bible, when Jesus saved me when I was 29 years old, in 1975, the week before Thanksgiving, guess what the first book other than the Bible I read was, the first Christian book? It was The Maze of Mormonism by Dr. Walter Martin.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, what a...
When Jesus first saved me, I found out about the Christian Research Institute, and I lived in Texas.
Wow. Wow.
Thanks a lot, Hank. And I know that wasn't a real important question as your questions go, because I've heard you. I agreed with the George who said he prays for you, because I've heard you witness to so many people on the radio, and I appreciate you very much. And I'm going to try to get that book.
Well, wonderful.
Even though I live by myself now and I don't have a lot of money, I'm going to try to buy that book.
Well, you know, Patsy, if you don't have the resources, I would just be delighted to make it available to you. So all you have to do is hang on. It would just be my pleasure.
Well, thank you very much, Hank. I'm still paying for the stroke, you know, the hospital and everything.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for Patsy, for her legacy, for her testimony of 40 years, and even for her encouragement today on the broadcast. Lord, I pray that you would give her the peace that passes all understanding. And I know even now as we pray, the angels rejoice for her life, for her legacy, and for what you have in store for her. Lord, we offer this prayer to you. Not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you.
Bless you. Let's go back to the phone lines. We'll talk next to Harry listening in New Mexico on KKIM. Hi, Harry.
Hello, Mr. Hanegraaff, sir.
Hello.
I am very grateful to God for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
My question is, when Satan or Lucifer, whatever his name was in heaven, was cast with, I don't know what form the earth was then before God created it inhabitable. Is hell in the center of earth, is my question.
No, there's nothing whatsoever that would suggest that hell is in the center of the earth. There are a lot of people that have many different ideas. Some think that it's in the center of the earth, but others think it's in the center of the sun. Some think it's a black hole somewhere in outer space. But the Bible simply doesn't tell us where hell is. What the Bible tells us is that hell will be a graphic reality when Jesus appears a second time. So what happens today is if someone dies, their body is buried, they're absent from that body, and then they're either in the presence of the Lord in comfort, or they are absent the loving presence of the Lord in torment. And Jesus makes this plain in Luke chapter 16. But when Jesus appears a second time, then everyone is resurrected. That's what Jesus said. Not just some, not just believers, but everyone. Jesus said, do not be amazed at this. The time is coming when all who are in the grace will come out. Some will rise to live, and some will rise to be eternally condemned. So those who are physically resurrected are separated from God in a real place, in some location. What we know is that right now we don't know exactly how Jesus is in another dimension, but we know that he is. And though that dimension is not accessible to us, we know that Jesus is as near to us as the flesh upon our bones. One day that veil will be removed, and I think that's a good illustration for hell. Hell may well exist in a dimension as out of reach as the realm to which Christ is now transcended. I've written about this in a lot of detail in a book called Afterlife: What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences. Wish I could go on. But I'm out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I'm going to stay right here, though, as I promised, for an extra hour. Continue taking your calls. If you're hanging on, I'll get to you. Please be patient. And if you're dialing in, you can dial for the next number, next hour, 888-ASK-HANK. 888-ASK-HANK, numerically, 888-275-4265.
Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. In appreciation for your gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, revised and updated. Just call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Frugal, transparent, and down-to-earth, Pope Francis is one of the most popular public figures. But what about his theological vision? Although he doesn't seem to be pushing a dogmatic Roman Catholic outlook, he nonetheless has his own dogmatic certainties, and they are not what one may expect. Other topics include five differences between Sharia and Old Testament law, Jonathan Cahn's American Revelation, reason, truth, faith, and literary imagination, literature as apologetics, humanity crucified, Hemingway, and the human condition. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. The complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, revised and updated, is a comprehensive collection of the most often asked as well as most difficult questions Hank Hanegraaff has received in nearly three decades of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This expanded edition contains new entries, leading readers to a better understanding of God and our relationship to Him in Jesus Christ. The complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, revised and updated, is a comprehensive, handy, and attractive volume that you will return to again and again. Take your exploration of God's Word to new heights and receive the revised and updated complete Bible Answer Book as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.